Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, I want to get to a poll question that relates to the Phillies. Actually, we have two different poll questions. The first brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. Getting near the postseason, who should be the Phillies' closer in the playoffs? A, Carlos Estevez, who seems to be the main guy, or B, Jeff Hoffman, who obviously has been a better pitcher this year. So Estevez or Hoffman, who would you rather see the ball go to in a big spot closing a game in the ninth inning of a postseason game? But let's get to what I find in the here and now to be an even more intriguing question, because that closer thing is for like 2.5 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. This next question is for the next week or so. Poll question. When should the, and I want to get everyone on the record here, and maybe you might need a little bit of time to think about it. When should the Phillies first pop champagne to celebrate this regular season? We've got four choices. A, what they've done in the past because they made it as a wild card team. A, when they clinch a playoff spot. B, what would be next in the sequence of what they would next accomplish when they clinched the division? C, what would then be next that they would accomplish sequentially when they clinch the one seed in the NL? Namely, they get past the Dodgers. That might be with a game or two left. It might not even happen. But like that would be near the very end of the season. D, don't pop champagne in the regular season. This team popped a lot of champagne the last couple of years. They celebrated like crazy. They didn't win at all. Don't pop champagne. And you might even say even in the playoffs until you win it all. All right. Clinching a playoff spot, clinching the division, clinching the one seed. Don't do it. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And I'm fascinated really today at 215-592-9494 to get some calls on this topic, because this is a Rob Thompson, Kyle Schwarber thing. They got to figure out the strategy here. Who's got an early thought on how to handle this? What would you like to see the Phillies do?
I would like to see them do the almost impossible and hold back hold off.
No champagne in the regular
season. I would
season.
Love to see that, but I don't think it's realistic.
And, so I don't want that, and I'll tell you why. Two reasons. One, it is an accomplishment to do any of these three
well,
things.
Well, I think that's part of what helps this team work better.
Well, that's
like,
my
that celebration is part of what carries them.
That's my point, too. So,
but I want it to be different this year. I want them to show us how different it is.
Do you want them to celebrate
less? I want them
less?
To demonstrate. Yes. I want them to demonstrate that they have taken it. Like, they have been, it's been working on them this entire offseason. They've developed a plan that's better than previous years, and that includes everything, even down to the way they celebrate, to the way they celebrate a clinch, to the way they celebrate a first round bye, whatever it is.
See, I'll say this, John.
I want them to be with a little subdued.
Well, here's the
because
thing.
You haven't done anything yet.
Well, here's what I'll say. I don't think they lost in the playoffs because they celebrated in the playoffs. I think there are some people that think that. I'm not one of them. I think they lost in the playoffs because they stopped hitting. I don't think they stopped hitting because, you know, 6 days before that, they popped champagne.
I don't know how that works.
No, I mean, we can't prove it. There's no way to prove it. That's just my gut feeling. By the way,
in the past, it worked that way. In the past, they celebrated, and then the bats turned off. I would.
But they never turned. They never turned immediately off.
Yeah, they turned off after game three of the World Series the first year,
like,
man.
That was a whole week after they won the NLCS.
But eventually.
No, eventually.
That's what it felt like.
It has nothing to do with the celebration.
But, James, some people might think that. Hold on a second here. So, I also don't know how other teams in the past, like the Braves and the Dodgers, I mean, we could look it up, but teams that, you know, win about 100 games are obviously tasked with this. At what point do you celebrate? Rhea, what's your gut feeling of when or not to celebrate during the regular season?
I think when you win the division, that's what I'm, because when was the last time they won it? 2011?
2011.
I mean, it's been 13 years. So to me, and I have no problem with the celebration when you win or you accomplish something. They are who they are when it comes to that. I don't want them to be like, oh, no, we're going to treat this like a business trip. No, it's not fun.
I agree with you.
I mean, I agree with that. The biggest problem we had, you know, we knew there were problems with Jalen Hurts last year when he was treating wins like it was a trip to the dentist.
Now, that's an interesting point. All right, Devin, what does your instincts tell you here?
You know, something Rob Thompson said earlier this season, act like you've been there before. This is going to be their third postseason run in a row, and I just think that celebrating kind of makes it look a little bit like a rookie move. You know, I don't think that there's a lot to celebrate unless they make it back to the World Series and win the World Series. I think winning the division is a big deal because it has been a while.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move, you don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As Rhea just said,
but it's
maybe
not
a
like
little celebration, but I just don't think
win.
It's like worth tarping the locker room and walking around with beer cases on your head. Like,
I just think
that we've seen that all before.
I will be fascinated. And again, you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I am fascinated to know what people think about this. I mean,
it's hard because they're such a fun team and it's part of who they are. But it's also, at least for me, a little bit like this postseason. It's what have we said from the start of the season? It's World Series or bust. So show us instead of celebrating.
I think a lot of people will agree with you, Dad.
We're so far up on like it doesn't feel like we're at risk right now the way
we have
been in the past.
They're not a playoff risk.
Those celebrations were almost out of relief. You know, it was an arduous journey just to get in.
All right, Seltzer, what is your gut feeling of how to handle
this? I couldn't agree with Rhea more. I think she nailed it. I'm 100% with her. They celebrate when you win the division. That was the goal this year. They came into the year, the first goal. Let's win the division. Go from there. I just looked it up. The Texas Rangers celebrated after every round they won last year. Like, this is what teams do. It's baseball. You accomplish something, you celebrate, you go out the next day. And I think that celebrations had zero to do with them losing. They were up 7-0 in Game 3 of the World Series after they were up 2-1 in the World Series after celebrations. They kept winning rounds that year after celebrating. They won rounds last year after celebrating. Like, this is crazy to me. Like, let them celebrate when they accomplish something, and they're going to go out and be fine because there is nothing to do with it.
All right, 215-592.
I need to see it be different than previous years, though. Like, that's the ultimate end result. We
all want it to be different.
Less celebration. Let's see them tone it back to some degree.
We'll find out.
It is an achievement to win your division, and it's been forever since we've done that. That's certainly, like, on their poster in that locker room. That's the goal. So, yes, that is a good thing.
All right,
Let's not go overboard with it because we have bigger goals at the end.
What to do with how to handle this if you're, you know, the leaders in there. And obviously we're talking about Schwarber and JT and Bryce Harper and the manager of the team, Rob Thompson. How do you do it? Or don't do it. 215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Drew. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
Let's see. First things first. You're talking in the beginning of the show about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Who you were impressed with after week one.
We're not. I mean, just what stood out to you that's been a little below the radar? Go ahead.
No, the whole offensive line with the blitz pickup.
It was great.
Was huge.
They were fantastic. There was a pocket.
Yes, there was a pocket, and that was every defense was going to key on that because of last year's results. And what a difference it made this year.
Well, game one, it was a total victory in that regard. Now, I did see something really interesting. Rhea, you pointed out to me that Chil Kapadia had a tweet that was that the Packers rarely or never brought six men?
Yeah, which was surprising considering their new and their new defensive coordinator did it a ton in college.
So, Gary, the backstory that Chil tweeted. No, it's risky. But, Gary, the backstory that Chil tweeted is the Packers blitzed a decent amount, sending one extra person, five. But they blitzed six, zero times.
But if you sent six, then you're sending your inside backers in most cases, like guys that you would want to keep back just in case Jalen breaks that pocket. Like they were trying to set up a little bit of a safety net.
But I mean, last year,
everybody, there's no safety.
Yeah, no. Well, clearly, yeah. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Phils?
First things first, the Mets suck. Get that out of the way.
More or less than the Cowboys?
No. The Cowboys always suck. The Mets,
Dallas right sucks.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Gary, give me a great answer, an inspiring movie.
First thing first, no cigar lighting and no champagne pop. You can pop champagne. No cigar lighting and no riding horses and the bulls until we're done.
So you're saying tone it down. Like, don't be like the hammer. Ah, 260! Which, by the way, I'm going to get 260 today. No. And don't think I'm going to... Dude, 260? 260!
What if you don't?
Well, then... Annie McPhail.
You are due,
if I do, I do.
Way.
If I don't, I don't. No, if I don't, it's going to ruin my weekend. That's the answer. Gary, give me an inspiring movie.
Now, what was your role in the inspiring movie?
Excuse me?
No real story.
Can't be real. Fiction. Yeah, come on.
Can't be real?
Has to be okay. Real.
No, fake.
Fiction. Oh, excuse me. Has to be not real. Just give me an answer. You're confusing me.
Well, thankfully, my parents stayed together the whole time, and I didn't have to deal with stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers. What's inspiring about it? When they come together at the end?
The Catalina Wine Festival?
That
come on.
That is such a tongue-in-cheek answer.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Fair enough. Wow.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.